Breakthrough Business Strategies, and happy Monday to each and every one. This is your host, Michelle Price, and on Twitter, at Prosperity Gal, coming to you from the Third Coast of Houston, Texas today, where we're going to bring you information on business success mindset, your inner game, and Web 2.0 tools, techniques, and strategies, your outer game, so that you're equipped to create success in your business today. So let's go and talk to Don Cooper and find out what our wonderful sales heretic has got to share with us for our sales tip, which is the first of the month. We always have our breakthrough tip on sales.
Good morning, Michelle. Today, I'd like to share some tips for developing a winning sales attitude. Now, some of you listening might be thinking, oh, geez, I don't need to hear about attitude. Give me some tips, some tactics, some stuff that I can really use. Well, if your attitude isn't where it needs to be, all the tactics in the world are not going to help you. Ask any successful salesperson or business owner, and they will tell you the right attitude is essential to sales success. And I'm not just talking about a positive attitude. There are four attitude keys you need to develop within yourself to be successful long term. The first is confidence. Nothing will sabotage your sales like a lack of confidence. So here are four tips for building your confidence. First, know your product or your service, as the case may be. Know it inside and out, backwards and forwards, better than anybody. Be the expert on your product. Second, know your value. Know what your product or service does and how it benefits your buyer. How does it improve people's lives and businesses? What's that worth to them? What problems does it solve? Collect success stories, case studies, and testimonials. Third, know your competition. Know them backwards and forwards, as well as your own company. Because when you know your competitors as well as they do, you will be much more confident in your presentations and in overcoming objections. You'll be a lot more effective in comparing your product or service with your competitions. And fourth, know yourself. Know your strengths and weaknesses. Too many of us don't give ourselves enough credit for how good we actually are, and we sabotage ourselves because of that. Make a list of your successes. Recognize the value you bring to the table. Understand how good you really are. The second attitude key is enthusiasm. You need to love what you do, who you do it with, and who you do it for. If you don't love your product or service, quit. Go somewhere else. Find something you can be passionate about. Same is true if you don't love your coworkers and your management. Go somewhere else. Work with somebody that you will enjoy working with. And you need to love your prospects and customers. You need to genuinely enjoy being with them, spending time with them, talking with them, helping them. Always be excited to see customers. Everybody wants to feel special and important and recognized. When you're excited to see them, it communicates that you feel that way about your customers. Further, enthusiasm is contagious. When you're excited to see them, they become excited to see you. When you're excited about your product or service, they become excited about it as well. An enthusiastic prospect quickly becomes an enthusiastic buyer. The third attitude key is service. Great salespeople are also service people because service is sales and sales is service. If you don't know the answer to a question, say, "I'll find out." If your customer needs help with something, say, "I'll take care of it." Ask questions of your prospects and your customers. Find out what they need, what they want, how things are. Follow up with your customers after the sale to find out how things are going. There are several benefits you receive from following up. First, you might be able to find problems before they become big, so you can get them resolved quickly. You may also discover new opportunities in your follow-up. They may have additional needs they haven't thought of. And your follow-up sets the stage for a long-term relationship, which is really your goal. You want to show that you are of service throughout the relationship, so that when your prospect next needs your product or service, they don't shop around, they come straight to you. The fourth attitude key is what I call professionalism. It's hard to define. I think of it in three aspects. The first is appearance. Make sure your clothing and your grooming state that you are a professional. Second, genuineness. Being authentic. Being who you are. Being true to yourself, your values, your ethics. And the third is respect. That means respect for yourself, respect for your competition, and most importantly, respect for your customer. There's an article on my blog entitled Sales Advice from Aretha Franklin, and it details the different types of respect we need to exhibit toward our prospect. You can find it at doncooper.com and just click on the blog tab. Work on building these four attitude keys. They are the foundation of your sales success. The stronger you are in these four aspects of your attitude, the stronger your sales will be as well.
Don, I'm excited. Thank you.
You're welcome, Michelle.